People see the unfairness of it. They say, how can it be that we're on social housing waiting lists for a year, perhaps 2 years, when these people that come illegally are put straight into four-star hotels, or if not that, private accommodation? How can it be that those that come have access to dental care when we can't get an NHS dentist? And I think the fact that the hotels alone are costing over £7 million a day makes people pretty upset. Those that have come into the country legally aren't very happy about it either, because they've gone through costs, time and hoops to be in the country the right way. But it's the other element of this that I want to focus on today. Frankly, I think this is very dangerous. You only have to look at what's happened in Sweden, in cities like Malmö, to see that a large influx of young males coming from an entirely different culture, and certainly coming from a culture in which women are not even regarded as second-class citizens, has had, frankly, disastrous social effects.